I have talked multiple times on this channel about Donald Trump's very clear and obvious cognitive decline, right? He's got bruises on his hands, swelling of his ankles. He rambles like just it's impossible to listen to, frankly. And that's really saying something considering, you know, Donald Trump has always rambled and been impossible to listen to. But lately, if you watch Donald Trump from start to finish, I mean, it's really hard to keep up with. He's falling asleep in the middle of meetings. And all of this is happening while we just started war with Iran. American troops are dying. Children are dying. And today, Donald Trump holds his first press conference. This was actually kind of like a pre-scheduled event, regardless of Iran. And we see him for the first time, and we notice something. And so we are going to talk about it. Look at this on Donald Trump's neck. Looks like we've got a rash appearing here, and it does not look good. And part of the reason I talk about this in these videos is because if this was Joe Biden, like, if this was Joe Biden, Fox News, I would never hear the end of it. I debate Trump supporters sometimes on TikTok. I debate Trump supporters sometimes on my YouTube channel. I talk to friends and family who have differing political opinions. And if this was Joe Biden, oh my God, Laura Ingraham, she'd be on air for 48 straight hours. Let's take a look at a few pictures from today's event while we talk about a couple things going on. And really quickly, before we do, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video, a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. You guys have been showing so much love and support lately. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. If you haven't already, go right down below. Make sure you subscribe to both the Adam Mockler channel and my YouTube channel, the Chris Mowry channel. It goes such a long way. I appreciate each and every one of you. You guys are the best. So these are some photos again from today. We can see, you know, the rash there on the side. This being a photo as well. Take a look at that. I know it's kind of hard to see him all the way zoomed in. This is a photo from far away, but you see, you know, his neck appearing fairly red there. Donald Trump shaking hands with Ted Cruz. You can kind of see it here. And we zoom out. We take a look at one more photo. Donald Trump dancing here with the red marks on his neck. But it didn't end there because Donald Trump, during his speech, truly incoherent, especially when you consider the fact that, again, Americans are dying right now and people are looking for I hate using the word justification, but the best way to put this is people are looking for answers to what is going on right now. Why did we do this? What is happening? 4 American troops are dead as I record this video. 51 school children died in Iran from a bomb. What is happening? Why are we doing this? So we're looking to our leaders to answer that question. And as you could probably guess, Donald Trump doesn't have those answers. And so we get into some of the clips of this event. And remember, Americans are looking for answers. People are scared. 4 American troops are dead. 51 school children died from a bomb in Iran. Like, this is terrifying times. You're looking for your leaders. Why did we even do this? I do this all day long, and I have several theories, but we still don't really know. So Donald Trump hosting this pre-planned event. We're looking for, you know, what's going on, Donald? Let's hear from Donald J. Trump. I'm sure he's not in total full cognitive decline.
Finally, we honor one more American soldier, a fallen warrior of wars, and really a terror. Staff Sergeant.
Yeah, so that was like completely incoherent, right? That was just that was 12 straight seconds of straight incoherence. Let's listen one more time.
Finally, we honor one more American soldier, a fallen warrior of world, of wars, and really, a terror. Staff Sergeant.
Yeah, so Donald Trump's really doing well here. What else are we focusing on? This event honoring veterans. Right after we go to war with Iran, what else is Donald Trump's focus?
When that comes down right now, you see a very, very deep hole. But in about a year and a half from now, you're going to see a very, very beautiful building. And there's your entrance to it right there. In fact, it looks so nice, I think I'll save money on the doors because it can't get more beautiful than that. I picked those drapes in my first term. I always like gold, but I think we can save a lot of money. I just saved curtains, but and it will be. It'll be spectacular. It'll be the most beautiful ballroom. I believe it's because I built many a ballroom. I believe it's going to be the most beautiful ballroom anywhere in the world. And when you hear all that hammering out there, you know why the First Lady is not thrilled exactly.
Yep. Most beautiful ballroom the world has ever seen. The First Lady's upset because there's all the hammering going on. Again, Americans are dead. Children are dead. Americans are scared. Our allies pissed. No justification for what is going on, at least that the administration has been able to... They've been able to give no justification for this, which we're going to get to. It's unbelievable. Donald Trump walks away from the event not taking questions. And you can hear reporters, you know, yelling at him, asking, has nothing to say. So let's listen to Marco Rubio. Why did we do what we're doing? Okay, let's ignore the fact that Donald Trump showed up with his giant, you know, rash on the side of his neck, and he's like literally not making any sense. Let's just completely ignore that for a second. Marco Rubio, why did we do this? What is the administration's justification? Let's take a listen.
We would love to see this regime be replaced. And ultimately, as the president has said, he calls... But let me finish my answer. As the president said, he would love for the people of Iran to use this as an opportunity to rise up and remove these leaders. They've been wanting to remove them for a long time. We've seen successive waves of protests, and we've seen them slaughter people, okay? But the objective of this mission is to make sure they don't have these weapons that can threaten us and our allies in the region.
The objective of this mission is to make sure that they don't have these weapons that can harm our allies, us or our allies in the region. Okay, so wait a second. Now we're talking about nuclear weapons. I mean, Donald Trump was threatening media companies 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, for suggesting that he didn't completely eviscerate Iran's nuclear program, that it wasn't set back 5 or 10 years. So that's a complete contradiction to what we've been hearing from this administration 4 weeks. Okay. Let's try to find more answers.
Yeah, Caitlin, just like most of the administration's explanations for why now, why was this operation against Iran launched now, this briefing happened in private. But we're told that Pentagon briefers did make a stark acknowledgement, and that was that no, there was no indication that Iran was preparing to preemptively strike U.S. bases in the region in anticipation of some sort of an attack from American and Israeli forces. And that's something that senior administration official had said on Saturday that they believed was true, and that was something that contributed to the timing of this operation. So raising more questions still as the president, we haven't heard from him about his reasoning, his justification, and his plan going forward as this military operation continues.
I mean, the incompetence is, it's startling. It's so startling. We destroyed, completely eviscerated their nuclear program. We did that. Okay, well, we actually just went to war full-fledged that will last multiple weeks because we didn't want them to have a nuclear weapon. We did this because we learned that there was evidence that Iran was about to preemptively strike people in the region. Pentagon briefs people and says there is no evidence that Iran was going to preemptively strike anybody in the region. I don't even know. Like, shivers go down. Like, genuinely, the feeling I have right now is, like, shivers going down my back. Because I'm just like, this is, like, as a 24-year-old, I'm just like, they could at least try to make something up. I've never really seen America at peace. Like, I was born post 9/11, ushered into this war on terror that was obviously a massive failure. Political division exploded. I lost my senior year of high school due to COVID, January 6th. Donald Trump, now I'm here. So, like, this... Part of America that people, I guess, used to be proud of, or this, I often hear from people like, oh, what happened to the America that I know? It's like, I've never known anything else besides this. It's still so, like, shocking that they don't even try. They don't even bullshit you anymore. It's like, this administration won't even just look at us and be like, yeah, they were going to preemptively strike. We're going to double, triple, quadruple down on that, even if there's no evidence. They don't even try to do that. They're just like, figure it out. We don't even care. You don't need a justification. We're just incompetent, cruel, all of the above. UK PM, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, I always feel like I pronounced that incorrectly, but he said, quote, I will not commit our military personnel to unlawful action. They are entitled to better than that. Even our allies are drawing red lines. So our allies here, not, you know, I suspect that an action like this in correlation with Israel has the potential to really isolate us even further, as if we're not completely and totally isolated from a lot of our other a lot of our allies, excuse me, in Europe. Take a listen to this.
But I'm very clear in the advice that I received, and I will not commit. I will not commit our military personnel to unlawful action. That is not what they would expect and deserve. They are entitled to better than that.
They are entitled to better than that. Gavin Newsom commenting on everything going on with Donald Trump. And regardless of how you feel about Gavin Newsom, this is so well said, in my opinion, in 2 minutes. Take a listen.
Service members died today, and Donald Trump spent more time talking about his ballroom than he did about the loss of those lives. Review the tape. Spend more time talking about the curtains and his ballroom than into the four service members that died because of his operation and his declaration of war without congressional consent. He still has not articulated clear vision of what the end game is, period, full stop. There's no War Powers Act that's been exercised. I'm glad Congress is doing its job this week. Energy prices are up across the globe. Oil prices are up. Gas prices are going up. Every $10 increase in a barrel is roughly 24 cents per gallon that you'll be paying more because of Trump's war. Unfunded war, as he's cutting food stamps because he says he can't find money, as he's cutting taxes to the most well-heeled and well-off that didn't even ask for those tax cuts, as he's cutting Medicaid programs and people are struggling with affordability. After he quite literally doubles down on stupid, meaning the existing policies of this administration at the State of the Union, offering no new strategies and no pivot from an economy that's slowing down with the worst job growth since 2013, inflation that is now going back up, the only saving grace was gas prices, and now they're spiking up. The markets are down. Crypto has collapsed. He said we would become wealthier and healthier under his administration. We're sicker and poorer. And now we have Gulf allies that are being attacked. We have American planes that are literally being shot down by American allies. We have to reconcile why our bombs were used or Israeli bombs were used to kill children, young girls at a school, and what the imminent threat was. It hasn't been described. Again, what was described today extensively were the beautiful ballroom and the curtains in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, it's so well said. Like, it's so concise. It's perfectly said. I think any American, regardless of your political beliefs, regardless, should be infuriated at that alone, right there. The fact, again, young school children are dying. American troops are dying. American planes are being shot down. $2 billion have been spent already. I hate bringing up the money, but I feel like, you know, oftentimes, when I debate the other side of the aisle, the empathy piece doesn't really matter. So you start bringing up the economic piece. Okay. All these things are happening, and we spend more time today talking about a ballroom. With Donald Trump, you know, trying to talk about anything else and just like not make completely just, I don't know, he needs an app. And I remind you, while we're all talking about this, the Epstein Files show allegations that Donald Trump raped children. Donald Trump is still covering up the Epstein Files. The DOJ is still not following the law. We don't have all the files. We don't have an explanation of the redactions. I really hope that the last, you know, few days is really waking people up. That's my hope, especially Trump supporters. Because I've seen a lot of people on Twitter actually reach their limit and say, the gaslighting is out of control. This is crazy. Some big conservative influencers. And that's the video I'm about to go make here on my YouTube channel. Once again, my name is Chris Maurer. I make a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed, make sure you hit like and subscribe down below. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. I know I'm asking a lot of you, but we appreciate the support so much. We love each and every one of you. Try to have a good week. Do something kind for yourself. You deserve it. I'm proud of you. I know each and every one of you are fighting the good fight in your own way. And you should be proud of that because it's not easy. It's tiring. Make sure you do something fun for yourself. Go out for dinner tomorrow. Man, why not? Treat yourself to a nice dinner if you can. Or, you know, you just watch your favorite movie. Eat some ice cream on the couch. I'm proud of you. Keep it up. One day at a time, we'll get through this. I will see you guys in the next video. I will see you tomorrow.